Chapter 51. Another Judas. Human policy is a fool that saith in his heart, quote, "No God," end quote. A caressing Judas that betrays you and commits suicide. Mary Baker Eddy, 1886. The Christian Science movement was growing so rapidly that the association had to hold its regular monthly meeting in the Odd Fellows building in June of 1886. Of this meeting, Josephine Woodbury wrote, paraphrasing the leader's words, "This association, in the many upheavals of the last year, has rid itself of some of the mere lookers-on. Every tidal wave which sweeps over this association purges it. Its atmosphere, growing purer with years, is not a comfortable inspiration to any but the lovers and correct followers of truth." Many of those who left went out to teach and to practice their own misinterpretations of Christian Science. Mrs. Eddy issued a notice in the journal that only those who could show credentials to that effect were her students. This was followed a short time later by a notice to students that their certificates were invalid unless they bore upon the face the words 1 year from date. She also began conferring degrees upon her students to protect the correct teaching from the false. These were identified in the journal, CSB, Bachelor of Christian Science, given to students who have taken the first course of instruction at the college. CSD, Doctor of Christian Science, conferred on those who take the normal course, if they have also practiced acceptably 3 years in the science and maintained a thoroughly Christian character. DSD, Doctor of Divine Science, is given after the course in theology, combined with 3 years of practice, to those who have obtained a correct knowledge of the spiritual signification of the Scriptures and conformed their lives to the teachings of Christ Jesus. During the years that Mrs. Eddy taught at her college, she found not one student who was ready for the course in theology, so this course was never taught at 571 Columbus Avenue, although it continued to be advertised every month. In all the years our leader walked this planet, the degree of DSD was conferred upon only one person. After Reverend Gill's sermon on Sunday, July 4th, Mrs. Eddy spoke a few words, including, "The hour is come. The great battle of Armageddon is upon us. The powers of evil are leagued together in secret conspiracy against the Lord and against His Christ. Large numbers, in desperate malice, are engaged day and night in organizing action against us. Will you doff your lavender kid zeal and become real and consecrated warriors?" In July, Mary Plunkett and Emma Hopkins, as editor and assistant editor respectively, began the publication of International Magazine of Christian Science, which was distributed by the Unity Publishing Company, of which Mrs. Plunkett was a partner. They, and many another disaffected student, borrowed Mrs. Eddy's terminology, praised her when it was to their advantage, and slandered her at other times. Before the end of the year, Mrs. Eddy revised her historical sketch. This new edition, titled Mind Healing, historical sketch contained the added information for her students. If any honest Christian Scientist can be deceived into thinking that it is chance, not direction, by malicious minds which are at work, that ignorance instead of sin is what he has to meet at all times. This error prevents him from understanding enough of the question to ensure his own defense, and leaves him in the power of animal magnetism, perhaps temporarily relieved of his suffering, rejoicing in a hope of freedom, which he afterwards finds to be in vain. Mrs. Eddy was a general directing the Battle of Armageddon, appealing to her soldiers to doff their lavender kid zeal and become consecrated warriors. The enemy was organizing action against her, and mind was directing her to organize her defenses. But her soldiers questioned her orders, and even at times, her theology. The ministers, in whom she had hoped to find staunchest support, were often the most critical. Reverend Gill was not reconciled to the fact that God knows not evil. It might have been for his benefit that she wrote, quote, Origin of Evil, end quote, for the July Journal. The truth was causing a chemicalization in that gentleman's thought, while his wife was ever trying to pull him back to the orthodoxy he was outgrowing. After Thanksgiving dinner in Mrs. Eddy's home, Gill pursued the subject and seemed not to comprehend the leader's answers. Mrs. Eddy finally stated, quote, Brother Gill, you will never understand these things until you heal the sick, end quote. He wrote her later that day, and again the next morning, to which the teacher responded, I trace a strong element of malicious mind acting on your morning thoughts. This to me is so very discouraging, for my morning thoughts always come clearer and are nearer his. You are a shining mark. You are in the open field. Your bosom companion is dark as most all are on this question. The enemy are talking audibly and inaudibly to lead you astray. You see for a moment in my atmosphere the glimpse of this God summit. It is only a spiritual, not an intellectual darkness that causes the human reason to reject this highest revelation of God. Your wife seeks to still the storm in your breast, just when I should bid it rage. Then it would vent itself, and the sunshine of the above truth would appear. I stand forever here. God, put my feet on this rock. You are not both mortal and immortal mind or body. The ego, you, is immortal only. The mortal is the suggestive lie, calling itself you when it is not. You are not two opposites, but are one entity and individuality. The lying you is likened by Paul to that which was not him, no longer I, but sin. Gill did not rise above the malicious mind acting on his thought, and by the end of the year, Mrs. Eddy had to ask Mr. Wigan to resume editorship of the journal. The church had been less than satisfied with Gill's services and voted on the 13th of January that he was, quote, not in any particular fulfilling the terms of our engagement with him, end quote. He proved unable to profit from the rebuke and resigned in a rage, following his resignation with attacks upon Christian Science and Mrs. Eddy. When the association expelled him for his behavior on the 2nd of February, he went immediately to Ahrens. Gill's next article was a furiously violent attack against Mrs. Eddy, published in Religio Philosophical Journal, another Chicago mind cure magazine. Mrs. Eddy wrote to her faithful student Ellen Brown in Chicago, quote, "It is the midnight of sin in Boston. The last Judas, I hope, has appeared," end quote.